The Bomber Boys were able to get past the Bobcats 47-43. The game was back and forth early on, though Mount Alma did inch away late in the opening quarter. Dumas kept it competitive, in part due to the way they were crashing the offensive boards. The Bombers did go up by double digits in the second half, but the Bobcats made a comeback and tied the game back up. Mount Alma did go back on top and was able to hold off Dumas for the four-point win. Braden Dewey led the Bombers with 25 points. Raylan Spratt scored 16 points for the Bobcats, and Billy Reddick added 13. Mount Alma improves to 12-3 on the season. Dumas falls to 13-3. Farmington will be the Bombers' last opponent in the tournament after they routed Paragould 83-30 in the other semifinal. On the consolation side of the bracket, Cotter lost to Flippin 68-36, and Greene County Tech pounded Junction City 62-33. The night ended with Mount Alma's girls beating Dumas 54-36. The Lady Bombers controlled the pace for much of the game. In addition, Mount Alma out-rebounded the Lady Bobcats 36-16 on the night. Lady Bombers were able to build a lead as big as 20 before going on to win by 18. Mount Alma was led by Lakin Moore with 17 points, and Jayla Yonkers chipped in 15. Zion McKenzie had 16 points for Dumas, and Kendry Broughton finished with 11. The Lady Bombers are now 11-4 on the year. The Lady Bobcats dropped to 14-3. Mount Alma will also be paired on the girls' side with Farmington after they got past Cabot 60-55. In the consolation game, Slippin topped Paragould 38-23, and Salem was edged out by Mammoth Spring 49-47. Adriana Corbett was the Lady Bears' top scorer with 17 points, and Bren Washam ended up with 14. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.